All right, so our listener, Eric, shot his shot and got shot down. Here
crashed
we are.
And burned a little bit.
Yeah, it's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, call me Eric.
Hi, Eric.
I need a little help here.
Okay.
A while back, I made the deeply questionable decision to hit on a woman I've always gotten along with.
Mm.
The problem is she had a boyfriend.
Okay.
Still does.
Okay.
Yes, I had been drinking.
But
I know that's not some magical delete my bad choices button. That one's on me.
Sure.
Before that, we were cool. Easy conversations, joking around, zero weird vibes, and then I decided to shoot my shot anyway. She shut it down respectfully, but clearly, and since then, she avoids me. When we're in the same room, it feels awkward.
Oh.
So here's the thing. I would love to date her, but I realize that's not going to happen. I'm not even trying to break them up. I genuinely just miss the friendship.
Mm.
I just want to get back to normal, or at least to a place where we're comfortable with each other. So I'm asking your female listeners, if a guy messed up like this, what would you need to hear from him to feel comfortable again?
Oh.
Is it a short, direct apology?
Uh-huh.
Is it silence and space? Is it accepting that I permanently exiled myself?
Oh.
I learned my lesson. I just don't know if there's a road back to just friends or if that ship has sailed. Help a guy out.
Oh, wow, Eric. Eric's wanting the fix-all button. Ladies.
Yeah, I mean, I understand. He gets it. Like, he's not saying, hey, what else can I do to break him up? That's not where we're at. Like, he just misses having her as a friend. And
if
and
that's
not
a byproduct of what happens, then okay. But.
Right.
Right.
But no, he understands it's probably not in the cards, but he just wants to do a little reset, like flashy thing, so she forgets it even happened.
Yeah, that's going to be hard. To, like, just forget that everything happened.
Right.
And I, outside of just saying time.
Yeah.
But even then, if you don't address it, then time may not even really help.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
She's always going to feel
right
weird about it or questioning whether
what
he does have the motive to try to continue to break them up or whatever.
You know, I mean, I feel like any time that's ever happened to me when I was in the dating world, I just tucked my tail.
You and, just go away?
And went away.
Never
I did.
To be heard from again.
I did. It was like, okay.
Okay, then. You're just slinking away.
I know, right. Exactly. That's kind of like what it was. It was like, well... Okay, I guess you have a good life with that person.
Okay.
Bye bye then. I'll just be over here.
Oh.
So Eric, that's what I would suggest is just move on. Forget the friendship, just Eeyore it.
Okay.
Eeyore it and move on. That's different than Winnie the Poohing it.
No, it is. Dr. Aaron says silence in space.
Mm.
Followed by roasting himself like, "Well, I was super awkward, wasn't I? Sorry about that."
Yeah, I mean, I think maybe addressing it full on and being like, yeah, I was drunk. I know that wasn't like an excuse, but you know how we do sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. But no, it's all cool. I hope we're cool. Your boyfriend's cool. It's all cool, right?
And she's like, no, things aren't cool. You made it weird.
All right.
And then that's when you go Eeyore mode and go, okay. I guess I'll just go over here.
Does he get the somber song and just play it for her?
Oh my god!
But they never actually did. Like,
well, we don't know, but yeah, I mean, we don't know, but I'm assuming they didn't.
No, they didn't.
All right, 502-795-1997. So ladies or whoever. If you've been in this situation and know, okay, well, this definitely worked for me, 502-795-1997, your story will help. We'll try, at least, for poor Eric, working through a little group therapy right now. Eric, he got a little drunk, shot his shot with a friend of his, and she's got a boyfriend. She shot him down.
Shut it down.
Yeah, it's awkward now. And he's just like, I just want to kind of rewind time and go back to before when we were just friends, but we're...
And everything was cool.
Yeah, it's awkward now. So how do I do that? What do I do? Allie, send us a voice note.
If she's anything like me and other girls, I feel like the majority of other girls, she probably told her boyfriend about it. And her boyfriend, I'm sure, wants her nowhere near that dude. So,
oh, gosh.
And also, if a guy ever hits on me and I'm not interested or I have a boyfriend, and I usually don't want to see him again to avoid the awkwardness. So... I think you're just
going
to have to take the L for this one.
Oh, take the L. Like I said, you might have to Eeyore yourself away from this situation for a while.
Alexa says, I honestly don't think this is too hard to come back from.
Okay.
Maybe she just, maybe just try to talk to her about it, apologize, tell her that you were drinking, that you really appreciate her friendship, and you're happy to continue being her friend and not cross a boundary, that you respect her relationship.
Okay. I mean, she's always going to think, will she not, that there's a double meaning to anything that you say to her?
Well, Ashley's saying, let's make a T-Swift joke about ruining the friendship and then apologize for the drunken moment and that he's fine with being friends.
Lisa says, hey, follow her lead. She's showing you that she needs time and space. Respect that. But keep in mind, when she does start coming around, you owe her an apology and an explanation. That's interesting.
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't know. Like I said, whenever I've been in this situation, I've just had to leave. Just chalk it up to an L and just walk
away.
Just
never come back.
Yeah, and Shauna...
Now, did you leave, like, long-standing friendships like that? Did you ever do that?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we just kind of, like, then drifted apart. Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Shauna on Facebook said, personally, that friendship has sailed. And for me, it's out of respect for my partner. She said, I wouldn't want to carry on a friendship with someone that I know sees me in a romantic way as that what I would expect from my partner. So for coming from the girl's perspective, like, hey, once that bridge has been crossed, like, oh, you see me in a romantic way, then we can't ever go back to just being platonic.
Morgan says give her space because she now knows how you have silently felt and it's difficult to get back to a spot before that. I'd also give her a direct apology and explain that you miss your friendship. I'm not sure it will ever be as smooth as it was before, but maybe it's worth a shot before you just completely slink away into the night.
Okay. Well, you know, what you could also do is just kind of, you know, just hang around. Be that annoying. I mean, if I'm her boyfriend, though, I'm mad. I'm like, buddy, you don't know. I don't want you being friends with her.
Or you respect, say, you know what? You've got good taste. I get it. She's great. But she laid down the law, and you trust in your relationship, and it's all good. Take it as a compliment.
Wait, are you saying that's what her boyfriend should say?
Yes.
Okay.
Like, he shouldn't be threatened by this, because she clearly shut it down.
Yeah. Yeah, but still, I wouldn't want him just kind of, like, still
like
hanging around
a lot.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
well,
I don't...
they're not going to go hang out just the two of them anymore. I don't know if they did that before.
Right, right. That's completely not happening now.
But I think he's just trying to make it, like, not weird in a group, maybe, whenever he's around her.
Mm.
And I don't know what settings he's really usually around her.
And if I'm the guy, not only am I feeling a little bit, like, all of a sudden now you have the upper hand if you're her boyfriend.
Sure.
And
but I'm not, what I'm saying is don't look at him as competition, because clearly he's not competition.
Everything's competition, Kelly.
Okay.
Everything.
Oh, wow. Okay. So he just, what are you saying? He should just move out of town. Just move now.
That's what I'm saying.
New life, new name. Change your name, new life.
It's time to just Eeyore yourself away.
Witness protection program, quit your job, do all the things.
Oh, shoot. You know what? Here, finally. Here, we're going to end it with this.
Uh-huh.
I got a text from Lexi. I don't know if it's just me always being hot and growing up with guys always on me, but we're adults here. And it was just a little crush. He's not pursuing her or anything. As the girl, I would just say, you know, I have a boyfriend and keep out that. You know, no need to ruin the friendship.
Okay.
That's
See?
Fine.
You Take know. It from the hot girl. Yeah, that's happened
right.
a lot.
Finally,
yes,
we hear from someone like, listen,
She's
coming from
been
someone
heard and seen.
Who's been hit on a lot in my life.
Yes.
Yeah,
she'd have no friends if she did that all the time.
Yeah, thank you. Kelly couldn't provide that for us. So,
no,
Lexi, you had to roll in.
Thank you. Thanks for that, Lexi. Perspective. Hot girl perspective.
That was a perspective we just weren't fulfilling here on the show at this point.
Well, yeah, we weren't really getting her point of view.
Right. All right. Well, hey, good luck. We could keep going on and on over that. But I think, yeah, space.
Try to keep it light. Another apology. I am so sorry for what I said. I was drunk. You know what I'm saying? Your boyfriend's cool. I hope we can, you know, just still be friends and have it not be weird. All right. Let's get a beer.
Just you and me. How about that? All right. Good luck. That's group therapy.